You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
One night's in the books, everybody, of the NFL draft. It's Locked On Lions. Welcome in on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you, a Thursday night, April 28th, and a Friday morning, April 29th. The Lions have two new players, and oh my goodness gracious, an aggressive Brad Holmes tonight getting the job done. Aiden Hutchinson at number two, and then Holmes packaging picks. We talked about it on this show. You heard me talk about it last week. This week, whatever day it is, the Lions packaging 32, 34, and 67 to move up to get number 12 and also picking up number 46 from the Vikings to get Jameson Williams, the very talented and speedy wide receiver from Alabama. Many felt is the best receiver in this draft, but after tearing his ACL in the national championship game, he was the fourth wide receiver taken off the board. But the Lions getting aggressive. We'll get into it tonight right here on Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks for making us your first listen each and every day. It's a late night. For those of you on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, you saw the tweets tonight that I retweeted from the Locked On NFL Draft Show. My reaction to this. We're going to get into the Hutchinson reaction, the smokescreen that went into the Kayvon talk, the Jameson Williams move, and also who could be there for the Lions tomorrow night at number 46 in the second round. They're not drafting at 34 anymore. They're now drafting at 46, but they'll still get a pretty good prospect there. We'll get into that coming up tonight as well. Again, Twitter, at Derry Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, and the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. All right, first things first. Let's start at number two. No surprise is that Trayvon Walker went number one to the Jaguars. I've been telling you guys for a month, and I hope you listen to the show. I'm not Mel Kiper Jr. I'm also not, you know, that locked in and tuned in to Alan Park and have all these sources and just sit here and pat myself on the back. But I told you, from the people that I talk to and from the research that I've done to prep for this show each and every day, I told you, Sheila Hamp, Steve Hamp, the ownership of this organization, they were craving Aiden Hutchinson. Not just because he's a really good football player. Not just because he can get to the quarterback. This guy is going to sell some tickets. This guy is going to be put on billboards. And it just was the entire package deal that landed him in Detroit at number two. Sure, if Jacksonville took Aiden Hutchinson, then who knows where they would have gone. I still think they would have gone Trayvon Walker. But all of a sudden, over the last couple of days, the Lions did something that was pretty smart. They started leaking out to, I don't know if it was beat right. I mean, you saw Dave Burkett tweeting out 2 hours before the draft. I'm here on the red carpet in Vegas, and there's a lot of Kayvon of the Lions buzz. You had Mike O'Hara, Justin Rogers, others, Eric Woodyard from ESPN, all said Kayvon to Detroit. Guys, I told you that wasn't happening. It just was never going to be a fit for Dan Campbell and his team. Now, Kayvon Thibodeau could end up being the next Lawrence Taylor. He might be better than Aiden Hutchinson. Trayvon Walker might be better than Aiden Hutchinson. Heck, Carl Laftis and Jermaine Johnson might end up being better than Aiden Hutchinson. This draft is so unpredictable. This is not, I'm not sitting here telling you, well, the Lions at two definitely hit a home run. I like the pick. I don't love it. I think this draft is unpredictable, like I said, and it's chock full of very good players, but nobody stood out to me that I went, oh my God, he is so great that somebody had to move up. To me, the best player in this draft, the best prospect right now, maybe the most seasoned player, is probably like Sauce Gardner, and you're not taking a cornerback at number two. Now, he ended up going number four to the Jets, but that's neither here nor there. I mean, I think he's the most ready guy to go, but Aiden Hutchinson's a really good player. I think it's the safe pick, but I also think it's a good pick. The question's going to be, can he get around right tackles and left tackles and use his speed and his short arms to still be effective enough to get to the quarterback? And can he be a disruptive force for this team? We know what he's going to do off the field. All right, he's saying all of the right things. He said tonight this was his dream. He wanted to stay home. He had a great interview with the Lions. This is where he wants to be. He loves Dan Campbell. He says all the right things. He's an amazing individual. He's a great guy. His father's a great guy. He dominated at Michigan last year. So people are excited. He's easily going to be one of the better interviews ever after every game and during the week. And he's going to be on billboards, and he looks the part. And he's, you know, Aaron Glenn said tonight, the defensive coordinator, he fits us so much. He's so Detroit. He's so us. And that's great. But the bottom line is, can he get double-digit sacks? Can he be this high-impact star at number two? He was not drafted at 12. He was not drafted at 22. He's not drafted at 32. The guy was drafted at number two. Can he be high impact and get in there right away and join the likes of Romeo Okwara and Charles Harris coming off the edge and Julian Okwara and finally give the Lions a defensive line and a pass rush that can be effective? This team over the last decade has not been able to get to the quarterback. Even in their best defensive years, a few years back when they had Sue and Fairley and Ziggy and guys like that, this wasn't a ferocious defense that quarterbacks feared. Now, if Romeo Okwara gets healthy and Charles Harris continues his upward, play, and then you add Aiden to the mix, I think that'd be great. I know there's a lot of fans happy about it. I like it. I still think Kayvon Thibodeau is going to be good, and that fit with the Giants. Boy, the Giants had a great draft with Thibodeau and Evan Neal, but I like the pick. I do think it's a fit. You know the motor's going to be there every single play, and it does fit that sort of Dan Campbell mode of every single day at practice, you know you're going to get your all from Aiden Hutchinson. He helped carry that Michigan team that a lot of people last year going into the college football season said, it's finally time after 7 years. Can Jim Harbaugh get a Big Ten championship? And that dude, for some games, not all games, but for some of the games, including the Ohio State game, flat out dominated and made things so difficult for opposing quarterbacks. I watch every Michigan game. We all watch Michigan and Michigan State every Saturday. Dude's a monster. Question is, can he be that at the next level? Can he have that bend to get around the edge? Is he fast enough? This was not a guy that, was 2-3 years in the league, in college and gone. I mean, he played all 4 years. And sometimes you worry about upperclassmen getting drafted this high. But I get why this happened. Again, this ownership team and this front office with Rod Wood and all these people, this is a win for everybody. Because the Lions, the league called the Lions last year and told them, what is going on in your stadium? Why are there so many empty seats? Why are you not selling tickets? Well, they just sold a bunch of tickets tonight with Aiden Hutchinson. They did. There are going to be fans excited to see one of their own, Dearborn Divine Child, Catholic League kid, University of Michigan, the Wolverines, the leaders in best, champions of the West, Detroit media's darling, coming home and staying home. I think it is pretty cool. So I get where the Lions went with that. Some of you are going to say, why did they take Kayvon? Why? They were never taking Kayvon. It was going to be Aiden Hutchinson or Trayvon Walker. And Trayvon Walker is also an unfinished product going number one. It's funny when ESPN showed the highlight package of Walker, and I switched, by the way, about a quarter into the show, I switched off of ESPN to NFL Network. ESPN's coverage tonight was terrible. Their camera angles were bad. They kept showing the crowd too much. Mike Greenberg is a C-. Mel not being there and being at home, it just was not good. It was not good. I switched off of it to the NFL Network. But where was I going with this? I don't even remember what I was saying. But Aiden Hutchinson's the guy, and we'll see where this goes. I knew it was going to happen. I had a really good feeling about it. He stays home, and it's a pretty good story for sure. Lions did something very ballsy. I talked about it this week about trading up. I didn't think they'd do it. And Brad Holmes said, watch this. And he does it. We'll get into that. Coming up next, we got to tell you, though, about our friends at BlueNile.com. Mother's Day around the corner, folks. If you're looking to buy some fine jewelry for mom, you can do so at BlueNile.com. You can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams to gifting a classic and timeless jewelry piece, all at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. We're back to Mother's Day. This is the place you need to go to get that Mother's Day gift. All right? For sure, at BlueNile.com. All right? Whether she prefers a statement piece of everyday subtle elegance, BlueNile.com has fine jewelry options for every mom. Shop high-quality classic diamond earrings, elegant tennis bracelets, or even gemstone pendant necklaces. Mark Mother's Day with something enduring, classic diamond stud earrings, or whatever you need at Blue Nile. I said Blue Diamond. BlueNile.com. All right, so for Mother's Day, give mom something special that she'll treasure forever with fine jewelry from Blue Nile. And Locked On Lions listeners, you're going to get $50 off $500. This podcast exclusive is only good through Mother's Day. Use the code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON, plus every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. All right, so we are back on Locked On Lions. Detroit tonight stunned me with this. And I said this week. How about Brad Holmes getting ballsy? How about Brad Holmes going for it? Package 32 and 34. Even send another pick if you have to get up into the teens to go get a receiver, an elite receiver. And I said, like a Jameson Williams, J-Mo out of Alabama. And what do the Lions do? They go do it. They package 32, 34, 67 to Minnesota to get number 12 and number 46. And they select Jameson Williams right after Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave both get drafted. I believe it was Wilson to the Jets and Olave to the Saints. Jameson Williams is a beast. Started his career at Ohio State, transferred to Bama last year, and had like 1,500-plus yards receiving and 13 touchdowns. All right, now I know the Alabama offense is explosive, and they had the Heisman Trophy winner and Bryce Young and all those things. But Jameson Williams can play. Tore his ACL in the national championship game, but according to Brad Holmes and the Lions, they feel like he's making a good recovery. Think about this for a second. Jameson Williams' longest receptions per game this year. 94 yards, 18 yards, 29 yards, 81 yards, 26 yards, 32 yards, 75, 65, 58, 50, 79, 34, 67, 20, and 40. 8 games with a catch over 50 yards. 6 games with a reception over 70 yards. And again, those are the ones that he caught. All right? The Lions have found their outside threat and deep ball threat to go with DJ Chark on the other side and Amon-Ra St. Brown. All of a sudden, Jared Goff has some weapons. Throw in a healthy TJ Hockenson, a pretty deep running back room, and an offensive line that has played together for a year. I know Frank Ragnow didn't play much last year because of the injury, but that's a home run. You want to wait till 32? All of these receivers were gone. The Packers picked twice in the first round at 23 and 28, and they didn't take a receiver because there weren't any good ones left. Now, Christian Watson's still on the board, and there's some decent ones, but not home run hitters. If the Lions would have sat at 32, they wouldn't have gotten Williams. They wouldn't have even gotten Jahan Dotson or Treylon Burks. They were all gone. They had to move up. Brad Holmes knew it, and he showed some gumption, and I love it. I like this. I love this pick. I like the Hutchinson pick. I love Jameson Williams. He's awesome. Guy played at Ohio State and Alabama. This is a big-time talent. And if he's healthy and can come back from that torn ACL, look out, because he can really ball. And, you know, this offense is in need of this. This is 2022, all right? Watching the Lions offense last year, we all watched it. It was so boring. Dink and dunk. Goff can't even throw the ball 5 yards. And, you know, hey, we need Quintez Cephas healthy and Josh Reynolds. We got Josh Reynolds. That's nice. That's nice. But you've just added DJ Chark and Jameson Williams. These are two big, rangy, speed receivers that can go with Amon-Ra now. Amon-Ra St. Brown had a 1,000-yard season as a rookie with junk around him. Now we're talking about Jameson Williams, DJ Chark, and Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Hockenson. That's with Reynolds and Cephas as your fourth and fifth guys. That's pretty good. All right, we're not going to see Tom Kennedy running routes anymore. Khalif Raymond might not make the team. I know they brought him back, but Jameson Williams can return kicks. Guy was SEC Special Teams Player of the Week at one point this year. So you added Michigan and Alabama tonight. Those are big-time programs. Alabama's obviously the biggest program. But, you know, an SEC receiver with that kind of speed, sitting there at 12. And you know what else I like? Who needs receivers? Green Bay and Chicago. And you leapfrogged teams in order to block teams within your division from getting those guys. Now, I know the Bears didn't have a first-round pick, but you get my point. All right, there was an aggressive move from the Lions general manager. When have we said that before? Oh, we have when they've traded up to get Kerryon Johnson or Mikhail LeSure. No, this is real. Jameson Williams, if healthy at 6'2", can run and make plays. And this is great. I love this. I really do. You got to give Brad Holmes credit. Holmes said the team feels comfortable with where Jameson Williams' ACL is in the recovery process, but he wouldn't put a timetable on it. All right, there you go. That from Brad Holmes. You know, Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator, wanted a wide receiver. Antoine Randall L. begging the organization to go get him a legit wide receiver. And that's what they did. Again, oh, well, we gave up. I had people texting me, oh, we gave up too much. No. No, you didn't. You got to give something up to get something. 32 and 34 would have been what tonight at the end of the first round? Malik Willis, who, by the way, is still there. What if Malik Willis is there at 46? You have to take him, don't you? I think so. Another team that's really quarterback needy is going to move up. But how about Malik Willis sitting in that green room, had to go home tonight? Oof. Ouch. But Jameson Williams is a big-time talent. And you got a big-time talent for your defense in a spot of a need at an edge, and you needed a receiver. And you didn't wait at 32 and then be like, well, Christian Watson. No. Christian Watson's a nice player. But Jameson Williams could be a stud. Greg Cosell and some of these others saying this is the best receiver in the draft when healthy. Maybe even better than Drake London, who went 8th, and Wilson and Olave, who went 10 and 11. So I think that's awesome. If you're the Lions, going out and getting somebody who can really help and stretch the defense. All right. Lions will pick tomorrow night, 46th. In the second round, so that is the 14th pick in the second round. And they'll also pick in the third round at the end, number 97. So we will see about that tomorrow. But I want to give you a list of some names of some guys that are still on the board. Could be there for the Lions tomorrow. We'll do that coming up next. What about our friends at BetOnline.net? Did you go on BetOnline tonight for some of these picks? There was odds, props, all sorts of stuff for the NFL draft. And you can get it at BetOnline.net, your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs. And, of course, the start of the Major League Baseball season is here. The Tigers stink. My Guardians stink. It's fantastic. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. Bet online, where the game starts. Got to give a couple of shout-outs out there tonight here on draft night. Dan Zeck, he's a P1. He's one of our big listeners. He and his wife, Jenna, welcoming in baby Brooks to the family. Their first child, their son, Brooks Daniel Zeck. Brooks watched the draft tonight with his dad. How about that? Baby Brooks, welcome to the crew. And also, happy birthday, belated birthday, to my good buddy, Joanne Gerstner, best professor in the state. All right, here we go. Lions tomorrow night move back from 34 in the second round to pick number 46 via the Minnesota Vikings, who, by the way, selected Lewis Cine tonight with the last pick of the first round. Dax Hill, second to last pick of the first round, gone. Lewis Cine, gone. I wanted Lewis Cine. I'm pissed that he's gone, but that's neither here nor there. Who can the Lions get tomorrow night? Who's still left on the board? Well, I'm stunned that N'Kobe Dean is still there. I don't think he'll last to 46. The do-everything linebacker from Georgia, Mel Kiper's best available player right now, N'Kobe Dean. What if Liberty quarterback Malik Willis is still there at 46? Would the Lions take him? There was a report tonight that Detroit is really interested in Sam Howell, the quarterback from North Carolina. Could Howell be the pick at 46? I mean, the way the quarterback, the way these teams look at these quarterbacks, if you don't think this quarterback class stinks, then you didn't watch tonight's draft. Because teams that needed quarterbacks, like Carolina, New Orleans, and others, didn't even go near these quarterbacks. The only one that got taken tonight in the first round was Kenny Pickett, the hometown boy from Pitt to Pittsburgh. And he'll compete with Mitch Trubisky and Mason Rudolph for that job. Other than that, no other quarterbacks went. There was talk of, well, maybe at the end of the first round, Sam Howell or Desmond Ridder or Malik Willis could go number six to Carolina. Didn't even get drafted tonight. What does that tell you? So there's that. But Willis could be there at 46. What about David Ojabo? All right, would have been a first-round pick if not for the torn Achilles at Michigan Pro Day. If he's there at 46, do you take a flyer on him knowing there's a chance he might not play a single snap in 2022? Coming back from a torn Achilles. I really like Boye Mafe from Minnesota, but he's more of an edge rusher. Again, Ojabo and Mafe, where would you play these guys? Because you're loading up on edges now. The Lions still have other needs, like they could draft a linebacker, an interior D lineman, and also a safety is a need, in my opinion, with this football team. Would they take another receiver? I don't know. Travis Jones, a defensive tackle from UConn, could be in play for the Lions. Watch for him at number 46. Again, Corral is still out there. Desmond Ridder, the two quarterbacks are there. Jalen Peter from Baylor, the safety, is there. I like Jaquan Brisker a lot. We have mentioned him on the show. Jaquan Brisker at 46 would be my best, next best safety out there. And he is on, he's on the board right now at 46. Christian Harris, the inside linebacker from Bama, also a pretty good player. That is still available going into tomorrow night. And there was one other one that I wanted to highlight that is still available for the Lions, if I could remember. It was a defensive tackle. Oh, yeah. Fedarian Mathis from Bama. 6'4", 3'10". Disruptor in the middle. Quick, good hands. He could be there for Detroit at number 46. I don't think they're going to take a quarterback, but I could be wrong. But, a D tackle, possibly a safety with Brisker or the kid from Baylor. Those are some names to watch certainly tomorrow. Now, would the Lions take another receiver? George Pickens is out there. Alec Pierce is out there. There's some pretty good ones right now. And folks have said linebacker. What about Leo Chenal from Wisconsin? Or Chad Muma from Wyoming. Both have been mocked to Detroit. That's also a possibility. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But the Lions have two picks tomorrow, 46 and 97. We thank you for making us your first listen here on Locked On Lions. What a day. Aiden Hutchinson and Jameson Williams coming to Detroit. We will talk to you again. I'm not sure I'm going to do another one tomorrow night, but possibly Saturday after the picks or Sunday morning. Stay tuned right here to Locked On Lions. And so far, so good for Brad Holmes.